Okay, now, 8:33, stick around if this is your project, but it looks like you've got another team coming up.
Paul and Dan.
Okay, 8:33, please.
Authorize a contract and provide payment for construction of the Southwest Ventilation and Capacity Improvements Project number E10121 for $2,700,000.
Commissioner Fish.
Mayor and colleagues, let me introduce Paul Sudo, Supervising Engineer, and Dan Ebert, Senior Engineer, BES Wastewater Group. This item provides authorization for procurement services to execute a construction contract with the lowest responsive bidder for the work. This particular project will improve the capacity of the sewer system and reduce odors in an area of Southwest Portland near Southwest Virginia Avenue and Taylor's Ferry Road. Paul and Dan are here to make a brief presentation and answer your questions. Gentlemen.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Mayor and Council. I'm Paul Sudo, Supervising Engineer for the Bureau, and this is Dan Hebert. I am just having some technical difficulties.
Carla, give him a hand.
Why should you be any different than anyone else?
Yeah, everyone has technical.
We have done a technology upgrade.
Yeah, it's equal opportunity. Difficult system.
I don't know if my slideshow is here. I think that's the problem.
Do you have it on a thumb drive or something?
I do have it on a thumb drive. Okay. Always good to have a backup. Sorry for the delay.
Great. No problem.
So this is just a brief overview of this project. It's essentially a sewer improvement project and odor control project in our collection system. There are two map locations here. The one on the left shows a general location. You can see the Willamette River. It's on Southwest Portland. And it's just west of McAdam Boulevard there. That kind of parallels the river. And on the right, you can see more of a detail there. The black box shows the ventilation facility that will be located. And the dashed lines are essentially the sewer improvement portion of the project. So it's kind of split between Southwest Taylor's Ferry Road, and then it turns off onto Southwest Virginia. And it's a mix of some pipe lining and then in-kind wholesale pipe replacement. So on the ventilation side, as far as a driver, BES frequently receives odor complaints along the alignment of the Southwest Parallel Interceptor and the Burlingame Trunk Sewer. The ventilation improvements will provide a permanent odor treatment facility in the vicinity of Southwest Taylor's Ferry Road and Southwest Virginia Avenue. And the flow capacity portion of the project, Southwest Parallel Interceptor, is near the intersection of Southwest Taylor's Ferry Road and Southwest Virginia Avenue, and that basically needs to be upgraded for capacity issues that's current and also for projected future peak flows. The capacity improvements include installing a parallel 24-inch sewer line in Southwest Taylor's Ferry Road from Stevens Creek to Southwest Virginia Avenue and approximately 800 feet of 48-inch sewer along Southwest Virginia Avenue. The estimated construction contract cost is $2.7 million, and it has advertised for construction at the end of July. The bids open on August 19th, and based on that advertising schedule, the construction is anticipated to begin in November of 2014 and finish up right around November, basically a year later in November of 2015.
How does that fit in with the completion of the Selwood Bridge and the improvements in McAdam on that?
I am not familiar with the Selwood Bridge completion, but I think it's expected to be done around that time.
So it would be good to look into that, because I know that there's currently some circulation that's in that area.
That's a good point.
To make sure that we have some ways to get
the traffic control part of it.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Well, yeah. Not just the traffic control, but if there's a way to coordinate some of the digging up of the road or to avoid having two roads dug up at the same time or two areas dug up at the same time.
Very good point. And to avoid the scenario that always makes us wince where we dig up new pavement. So there's a whole bunch of temporary circulation that they put in place for that bridge in this vicinity.
Yeah.
They're going to be done when they're done. I'm not sure what their project schedule is, but a scenario in which we do the trench work and then pave is obviously the one that we're looking for here.
And just one comment on that. I'm Dan Hebert, the senior engineer. The sewer designers on the project did spend quite a bit of time coordinating with the bridge construction management crew and other projects in the vicinity. And one of the things they came up with for this particular project was a majority of the work in Taylor's Ferry can be done at night, so it doesn't conflict with other work and doesn't impact the traffic flow on Taylor's Ferry. So there's been a noise variance already approved for that night work that we need to adjust the dates on it when we actually have a construction contract in place. But that's one of the tools that they're going to use to try to minimize the interference.
Good.
Thank you. That's helpful. How long will the work at night be going on?
We believe it'll be about a total of 2 months, 8 weeks.
People will be complaining to me because they think that noise is still in development services, and then they'll be complaining to you. So let's make sure we keep in touch with the neighborhood association to let them know.
Well, we already have a canned answer we're going to use, which is that Steve and Amanda complained about the smell, the odor, and so we're trying to correct it.
Trying to distract them from the odor.
But you, anticipating what one of my colleagues may ask you, the original ordinance was drafted in June, and you have an estimated contract cost of $2.7 million. What we're seeing is bidding coming in above estimates now, not below, with the economy turning. If you find that estimate was unduly conservative, and if you conclude that we're starting to see pressure on the bids because of just the activity in the marketplace, let's take that up at a future check-in, because the mayor made an excellent point recently that we may need to start adjusting our estimates based on the market realities and take into consideration the fact that we're not getting the benefit of the lower bids that we did during the recession. We're actually, they're coming in above some of our estimates because many of the firms were soliciting or at or near capacity. So let's monitor this one and see where it comes in. But if it turns out that the engineer's estimate is unduly modest, let's incorporate a good idea I heard here recently, which is let's start considering the impact of the marketplace in our estimates there isn't a delta.
Sure.
Thank you. Other questions? No one to testify on this item, I don't believe. Okay, then this rolls over to second reading. Thank you very much.